I think this is a perfect day today to be in the garden. It's a lovely day. I'm stuck in a bloody studio. It's a beautiful day. Gavin, my gardening guru, it's a beautiful day for the garden today, isn't it?
It is. It most certainly is. In fact, it's been a lovely couple of days.
What a couple of great days. Gee, you could do a lot in the garden too, couldn't you?
You certainly can at this time of year. There's always something to do.
Now, lovely lavenders. What can you tell me about lovely lavenders?
Well, lavenders are all in season at the moment, and they're coming into stores at the moment, and they look absolutely beautiful. Now, most of the ones that are turning up at the moment are actually called Lavenovas, which is actually a hybrid lavender to cope with our conditions. So back in the day, of course, you had to have English lavender or French lavender, and they didn't really cope with our conditions very well. So the guys in Victoria have produced this, what's known as a Lavenova, which are a hybrid lavender. Beautiful colours, more drought tolerant once they're established, you know, which isn't overnight. I mean, it's not the fact that you can put them in one day and forget about them the next, you know. Mm-hmm. Once you establish them, which can take up to 6 months, they're right on their own. They're very compact, basically about 600 by 600, so for those of us still in the old scale, about 2 foot by 2 foot, nice and compact bushes, and of course, they flower for much longer periods, which is really, really good. They've improved the flowering on them, and all you do between flushes of flowers is gather them all together with one hand and get a pair of scissors or snippers and just snip the flower heads off, and what that does is encourage them to keep flowering constantly, and they will flower for quite a long time. Now, the one thing I would always suggest for people to do, and one little trick with lavenders, is when you buy a lavender, they have a very solid, matty root system. And often you'll take the pot off and it's just a big mass of roots, and they dry out very quickly. So what they actually recommend you do is half fill a bucket with water, pop it in, and the thing will probably float for a few hours because it is literally all roots, but eventually it will sink into the water, leave it overnight, and then either repot it into a bigger pot or pot it into the ground the next day. That's the best way you can possibly start your lavender off. Give it that soakingness overnight. Let it really fill up with water and engorge with lots and lots of moisture. Mm-hmm. Pop the pot off the next day and pop it in. That is the best way you can actually start one off. Now, to finish one off at the end of the season before winter, because everybody knows lavenders get a bit scruffy over the cold months, cut the foliage by two-thirds. So somewhere around the Easter period, there's always lots of jobs to do at Easter in the nursery, in the garden and the nursery for that matter. Cut the foliage back by two-thirds, and that will thicken them up and stop them from getting all open and horrible through the winter months. That's another really good little tip. Now, keep an eye out for these ranges. They do a royal range, and there's one called the Princess, the Queen, the Prince. Beautiful colours. Princess is pink. The Queen is a beautiful lavender. And, of course, the Prince is a very, very dark mauve, almost purple. Yeah. And then they do this Ruffles range. And the Ruffles range has larger sepals right on the very ends. And they call them things. Like, there's some fabulous names. There's Razzleberry Ruffles. There's Pinkberry Ruffles. The latest one to come out is called Bubbleberry Ruffles. Blueberry Ruffles, and there's a lovely sort of more of a greyish foliage with a white flower called Iceberry Ruffles. And keep an eye out in the nurseries for these because they are absolutely beautiful. They're not all appearing at exactly the same time, so they will appear in the nursery over the next, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5 weeks. But you will get some of these beautiful lavenders. Treat them, as I said, the right way. Give them a bit of liquid seaweed. I love anything to do with seaweed, sea sole, C-Max, all these things with seaweed in them. Give them that every fortnight. as I said, trim back your flowering between flowering flushes to keep them neat and tidy, and they will look really good. Now, as long as it's in full sun, you could have them in a nice pot. You could have them on a balcony. You could just have them potted around in the garden, or placed around in the garden, I should say, in amongst other things. But they will give you a really good display, and they don't have all the problems that the original lavenders used to have. Mm. And of course, you can still use the foliage for your lavender pillows and lavender little parcels that people put to get that lovely smell from the foliage. You can still do all that. It's just that these ones flower for a much longer period, and they are a lot tougher for our conditions. So, Lavenovas, and they are in the stores at the moment, looking absolutely beautiful.
Well done. Well covered by you, as always, Gavin. Thank you very much.
That's not a problem at all. I look forward to it.
Great job. There we go. He's our gardening guru, Gavin, and lovely lavenders. And, wow, he told us all about them, how you can get them involved, and now's the time to do it. And, how you can get them going. They're fantastic. And, of course, he will be back again next week. We'll look forward to having Gavin with us next week here on Newcastle's 2HD.